This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Home health devices like insulin pens, glucose monitors are getting cheaper and easier to use. Now, in theory, the devices are tools to help improve care and possibly slow health spending. These are among the reasons why people are so bullish about the future of this industry. But from our health desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports even if the technology is ready, doctors prescribing them and patients using them may not be.
6 months ago, John Halemka surprised himself. He took his blood pressure and found it was scary high, 170 over 100.
How could that be? I'm a vegan with a body mass index of 21, constant exercise.
Was it stress from work? He is the chief information officer at the Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital System in Boston, or maybe his diet.
So my primary care physician said, well, let's measure your blood pressure over the course of the day, before and after the commute, before and after a cup of coffee.
For $125, Halemka bought himself a blood pressure cuff and an EKG device to measure his pulse. He sent the data from those devices through his phone to the doctor's office.
And my doctor was able to say, you know, it isn't your life. It isn't something you're eating. It's your genetics.
Instant diagnosis. Beta blockers in hand that day. This dream scenario explains the optimism behind market research firms' predictions that home health devices will grow into a $100 billion industry in 5 years. Companies have noticed that delivering results in less than 24 hours, results that right now can take weeks, could be a gold mine.
The technology is just developing so fast that people are having trouble keeping up with it.
That's Kathy Dion, managing editor of Home Health Technology News. She says manufacturers are cranking out devices to treat diabetes, COPD, and high blood pressure. Physicians are pulled in because they want to see what's happening across a patient's life, more than what they can measure in their exam rooms. Dr. Joseph Kavadar at Mass General, a leading researcher in the field, says when doctors monitor blood pressure consistently, for example, good things can happen.
If you follow a cohort of people with blood pressure that's out of control, they'll have stroke, kidney failure, heart attack. Whereas if you take that same cohort of individuals and you're able to control their blood pressure, they will have fewer of those events.
Kavadar says a sliver of doctors and hospitals, maybe 10%, have gotten serious about home monitoring. It's still early days for several reasons. The devices kick out a bunch of data, and it's tough to hear the signal through the noise. There are few financial incentives to do it, expensive equipment, and it's not a great fit for some patients who need blood pressure cuffs and to download the app that share that kind of data.
What we find right now is a number of people who are very much in need of the service either don't want to buy the cuff, can't afford the cuff, don't even know what it means to download an app.
The other issue, says Kavadar, no one's demonstrated this approach saves money. It sounds like it should, and maybe it will, but it's not there yet. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.